Del McCoy is coming out to do a special set.
Good morning, folks. Oh, you're really quiet this morning. Oh, we like that too, you know. We like some quiet time. Oh, our bass player, he got a little shorter overnight. Not much, about this much, you know. And he gained a few pounds, too, overnight. And he's clean shaven now. That's Brother Jerry McCurry. We're going down to run through them all. I know you know who they are. This is Jason Carter there, and Ronnie McCary, and Rob McCary. And Alan Barton. He's around here somewhere. He's busy. Oh. That's the thin man. I look back and I can't even see him. Well, we're going to start with one, I guess. I figure what it is. We'll do it, though. Wait. Do I need this? Oh, I don't need this. Oh, okay, I don't need it. You folks would come out for a gospel program this morning. It really wasn't set in stone that we would have one, you know, but I'm glad you are. Because, you know, years ago, when we played a bluegrass festival, there was always a gospel show in the mornings, right on up until the afternoon, you know. And some of the festivals, I think, got away from that. Some are still doing it, you know. We'd like to do that from now on here at this festival. And I'd like to say, you know, we're kind of doing this in memory of my brother and Jerry's brother, G.C. McCary. His name is Grover Cleveland, but we always call him G.C. because it's a lot easier to say, you know. And like Jerry, he had another name too, but we call him Jerry because it's real easy to say. I had another name too. I forgot what it was. But we're doing this kind of in memory of him because, you know, we got our we got a lot of our music through him, because he taught us, you know, to play guitars and bass fiddles, stuff like that, you know, when we were young. And also singing, you know, he used to be on the radio years ago, and he passed away just a little time back, and we thought we'd do this just in memory of GC. We're gonna do one right now. Oh, we got Alan out here, and Jerry. Well, we might just play the guitar and the mandolin, I don't know, on this one. This one title, I'm working on a building. Okay, yeah, let's see now. Me and Jerry, you know, we used to sing a lot together, and we haven't done it in quite a few years. I mean, steady, but we did a lot of singing. He used to work for Don Reno and Red Smiley and Bill Harrell, you know. They used to work out in Richmond, Roanoke, Virginia down there. They had a TV show every morning on the, there wasn't it, GC, Jerry. I get him and my brother mixed up, but anyway. But Jerry worked for Don and Bill and Red, and like in the late 60s and early 70s. And then before that, he worked with me. And then after that, he worked with me. Then he worked with GC. They had a band, too, after that, didn't they? Yeah, they did. But we're going to sing maybe a couple. Are you ready to do a couple of them, Jerry? Oh, he's a one-time guy. He said he knows two songs and he always does one of them first. Let's see now. Which one do you think we ought to do first, Bill? Okay, all right. Now this song, I'm a little...
recorded it down. We put it on an album. I don't know which one it was. But Tom T wrote this, Tom T Hall. And, you know, I thought, boy, that song would sound good with a five string, you know? And so we recorded that. So we'll do this for you. It's called Me and Jesus. I know a man that once was a loser. I know a man that once was a drunk. I know a man that once was a sinner, and he won't have one day made an altar out of a stone. Me and Jesus got our own thing done. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus. Jesus brought me through all my heartaches. Jesus brought me through all my troubles. Jesus brought me through all my troubles. And you know Jesus is not gonna forsake me now. Me and Jesus got our own thing done. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own thing done. We don't need nobody, that's what it's all about. We don't need your fancy preaching. We don't need your fancy church. We don't need your fancy singing. For you know Jesus has a heart for people that are doing his word. Me and Jesus got our own thing done. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own thing done. We don't need nobody to tell us what it's all about.
Maybe we'll sing another while we got him out here working, man. Somebody asked me, you know, years ago, while Jerry was working for Don Reno and Red Smiley there, when I was working for down in Bill Monroe, you know. And so, Jerry's always a hard worker, you know. He'd get out there and play that bass, sing, and Bill Monroe. One time we played a festival. Now I'm going through some stories here. I guess it's okay. There used to be a bluegrass festival down in Bean Blossom, Indiana. Is that down or out or up? Or where is that? Is it that way or this way? Anyway, it's out there somewhere. It was a Bill Monroe festival, you know. So Bill Monroe's band was on stage, and he called me out to sing, you know, with him. Just as a guest, you know. And so Jerry was standing back there and kind of off the side of the stage there. And Bill Yeats, which is Bill Monroe's bass player at the time, He said, Jerry, go out there and play. We probably with him on that Rawhide, you know. Bill Monroe had an instrument he called Rawhide, which is pretty fast, you know. In fact, it was breakneck, that thing was. So, he come out there, and man, he hit that bass fiddle with Bill on that mandolin, you know, and we got through that thing. And Bill looked at me and said, he's been teaching you, ain't he? Now, what are we doing? I forgot what we're doing. Is it F? G. All right, we're going to get Jerry to sing one right now. We might get him to play a little bass a little later. I don't know.
Upon that rugged cross of Calvary, 'twas there my blessed Savior died. In sin and shame, there he hung and died. Oh, sinner friend, he took your place. His hands are gently knocking on the door. Outside, he's waiting to come in. His heart is breaking as he waits for you to wash you free from every sin. Those cruel thorns that pierced my Savior's head, the blood was flowing down his face. In shame and shame, he hung and died. Oh, sinner friend, take your place. His heart is breaking as he waits for you to wash you free from every sin. His hands are gently knocking on the door. Outside, he's pleading to come in. His heart is breaking as he waits for you to wash you free from every sin.
Out as we go here. We've got the things wrote down here, but I don't think we've seen anything got on this list yet.
No, I guess we did. Well, I want to do a little tune here with Ronnie.
Just the two of us, I guess. This is what how we doing on time? How we doing on time? Oh, do this and then, okay. We'll keep the tape rolling. Here we go.
All right, Ronnie.
Sure, yeah. This is one in time. The old crossroad is waiting right now.
Oh, my brother, take this warning. Don't let
lost in sin forever. He'll never reach the promised land. The old crossroad now is waiting. Which part are you gonna take? One leads down to destruction. The other to the pearly gate.
Thank you, folks. Now we're going to call somebody else out here.
for the bulk of the seven seas. He wrote the bulk of the seven.
The Swede is going to sing bluegrass this morning. There's a lot of words, so it's a little hard. I'm like, wow, that's a mouthful of words. This is a song called Jordan that Emmylou Harris did years back with Johnny Cash and Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs, and pretty amazing. So we're going to try that one.
It's a dreadlocks journey. Take Jesus as your daily guide. Though you may feel good, safe, and I don't want to by your side. But when you're gonna make the cross, happy ending of heaven's way. If you ever want to be our Savior, you sure to be on that day. Like, oh, Jordan, look at these deep waters. Look at that wide river. Look at the billows roll. Better take Jesus with you.
So now we're on the red book.
Nice.
Get them out. It seems like an appropriate number for today. This is one called the Unclouded Day. Thank you. Mavis Staples, Jr. Your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. Eventually, you'll get there.
Thank you.
T-shirts made up too for this special occasion. So we wanted this morning to be just a special, momentous thing that we can just, you know, sort of cap the whole weekend off with. And so you'll find that over there. And Cody produced a lot of tunes on my CD, and you have to buy it just for one tune, and that's It's a Blessing, because he plays all the instruments on it. Everything. Instruments by Cody Kilby. So, check it out. Alright. We're going to have some special guests come out here. The Broomsticks are going to join us for this. And anybody else who's in the wings, coming out. We're going to do This Train Is Bound for Glory, y'all.
Thank you.
this train. Don't care no gamblers, this train. This train, don't care no gamblers, this train. This train, don't care no gamblers. No hypocrites, don't pay my ramblers. This train, bow to glory, this train. On the road.